pull.
Okay. Did you ever say any other?
Lift.
Uh-huh. What about hoist or heist?
Hoist.
Okay. Is that very common around here?
No.
Say if you were about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish him. Just give me another
chance.
And something that a child plays with, you'd call a
toy.
Any other term for toy? Do you ever play pretty?
No, I don't believe.
Say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like, say someone was walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself, and someone ran in the house and told you that he'd fallen off, you'd say, I just
knew that would happen.
Okay. And you'd say, that's the book that you what me for Christmas that you
gave.
And you have what?
Given.
Okay. And when I'm finished with it, I'll
give.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you had a lot of things growing out in your garden, you could go out and
pick
some
flowers.
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children,
tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown-up?
I might.
What would it mean?
That they always talk too much.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the word pimp used to mean a tattletale?
No, not for that.
Okay. You just heard his connection with prostitution.
Uh-huh.
An older person I was talking to the other day just really shocked me at first. That I asked him about the tattletale. He said, call me either a tattletale or a pimp. And, you know, you could say pimp about a grown person who gossips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't guess you never heard it in that connection.
No, I haven't. No.
Sam, I might ask y'all, when are y'all going to Miami? And you'd say, well, as things stand now, we're what to go next week? We're
supposed to go next week.
Okay. Would you ever say we're aiming to go or we're fixing to go?
No.
What about fixing? Would you ever say that?
Might. I might.
Mm-hmm. Say if a child's learned something new, like maybe learned to whistle, you might ask who?
Taught.
Okay. And you say, I have just what him a letter. I have just
written.
And yesterday he
wrote.
And tomorrow I will
write.
And you say, I wrote him, and it was time I was getting a
letter.
Or if you have a question.
An answer.
Okay. And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address it.
Okay. Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
No.
Do you ever hear back the letter? You say, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if a child's maybe left his pencil on the desk and comes back and doesn't find it there, they say, I bet somebody
took my pencil.
Okay. Anything else you'd say? Besides
stone, maybe. Uh-huh. Stone.
And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
And someone who always catches on to a joke, you say he's got a good sense of
humor.
And say if we were planning to meet in town, I might say, well, there's no need for you to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait.
Wait for you.
And if you needed a hammer, you might tell someone, go
get me the hammer.
And the game that children play where one child will be it and the other children will hide.
Hide and seek.
Okay. And the tree that you can touch and be safe, you call it?
Base. Hmm? Base.
Uh-huh. What about football? You run toward the
go.
Okay. And I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught.
Okay. And you might tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you had a